This is WU.
Are you guys ready?
Well, yep. Up next is news, but you've been listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, and this has been Blonde on Blonde playing to you for the past hour and a half. Hope you enjoyed our show, and yes, hope you enjoy news up next.
From the WUVT FM Blacksburg studios, this is the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
Local television sees some cutbacks. Governor McDonald shares his opinion on same-sex marriage, and an arsenal is found at the Newtown, Connecticut shooter's home. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Dayspring Cabanis. The Blue Ridge PBS will cease broadcasting to a portion of its Southwest Virginia residents by June 30th. This decision means viewers in the Bristol, Virginia, and Tennessee region will no longer receive programming through digital antennas and converters. The broadcasting company is shutting down two of its transmitters that circulate to those areas. The downsizing is attributed to cuts in state funding, as well as the automatic federal budget cuts. Affected residents will no longer have access to certain educational programming, including Masterpiece Theater and Sesame Street. Governor McDonald speaks out about the same-sex marriage cases currently pending in the U.S. Supreme Court. This morning, on his radio show promptly named Ask the Governor with WTOP, McDonald discussed his opinion on the topic. Currently, same-sex marriage is not legal in Virginia, and the governor expressed that it should stay that way. He cited that Virginia enacted a constitutional amendment several years ago that did not permit same-sex marriage or civil unions. However, he is now open to the idea of civil unions, stating, quote, "I haven't supported those in the past because I thought that the contract laws that are allowed in Virginia were broad enough to cover any multitude of those other kinds of arrangements," end quote. The governor does believe it is a state's right issue, but also said that, quote, "It depends now what the Supreme Court does. If they were to rule that it was unconstitutional, then that would trump the Virginia Constitution," end quote. It may be some months before we hear what the Supreme Court decides with these landmark cases. Investigators released new findings discovered within Adam Lanza's home. Adam Lanza was the 20-year-old responsible for killing 20 children and 6 adults this past December at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Before police arrived, Lanza also took his own life. He also shot his own mother prior to entering the school that day. The latest report shows authorities found over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, samurai swords, and news clippings of school shootings. Investigators also found 7 graphic journals and drawings, 3 photos of dead people, and receipts from shooting ranges. This latest news, though helpful, was not well received by residents of Newtown who are still struggling to recover from the tragedy. There are no traffic reports for today, so here's Paul with all of your Hokie sports news.
Thanks, Dayspring. The men's tennis team is in action right now against the top-ranked University of Virginia. The Hokies are currently down 1-0. Updates on their progress can be found on the team's Twitter feed. The Virginia Tech football team held their first spring practice Wednesday evening. As expected, wide receiver DJ Coles and center Andrew Miller were sidelined for the day while still recovering from their respective surgeries. New coaches Jeff Grimes, Scott Loeffler, and Aaron Moorhead made their presence felt in a strenuous first practice for the Hokies. Coach Frank Beamer hopes to establish a toughness during these spring practices and was pleased with his team's effort yesterday.
We need 14 more, just like it. Great effort, great enthusiasm, a sense of urgency. You know, sometimes the first day and then particularly when you're calling things a little bit different and you got some new stuff in, everybody's going everywhere and you can't figure it out. But I was really pleased.
For more on yesterday's practice, log on to wuvt.vt.edu/sports. Elsewhere, the H2 Okies have sent 3 divers and 7 swimmers to the NCAA championships that have started today. The divers are led by Logan Schinholzer, while the swimmers are led by Greg Mann and Zach McGinnis. Today's preliminary trials started at 11 this morning, and finals are set tonight at 7. Tomorrow, the Virginia Tech baseball team will start a 3-game series against 4th-ranked Florida State. Although the Hokies are off to their best conference start since joining the ACC, they have dropped 3 of their last 4 and have struggled against the Seminoles historically. They're only 8-40 all-time and have lost the last 6 games of the series. Tomorrow's game is set to start at 5:30. Finally, the 24th-ranked softball team will travel to Chapel Hill to take on UNC in a series that also starts Friday. The Hokies are looking to snap a three-game losing streak. The last time these two teams met was last year's ACC championship game that the Hokies won 4-1. Friday's game will start at 6. That's all for your WUVT sports update. I'm Paul Frazzini. Now over to Nick Lucchetti with your WUVT weather forecast.
Thank you, Paul. After a week of snow showers and cold temperatures, today provided a bit of a relief for the New River Valley as skies turned mostly sunny, with highs reaching into the mid-40s. Look for partly cloudy skies to continue into this evening with light winds and a low of 27. This warming trend will continue on Friday as high pressure builds in over the Ohio River Valley. Expect sunny skies, light winds, and a high of 54 Friday afternoon. Partly cloudy skies Friday night will allow for a low of 30. Saturday is shaping up to be a beautiful spring day as mostly sunny skies will prevail and temperatures will reach a high of 59. There is a slight chance for rain showers Saturday night. Otherwise, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a mild low of 42. A cold front will approach the area on Sunday, bringing the chance of rain for the rest of the weekend. Temperatures will remain close to normal as high temperatures will range in the mid-50s Sunday and Monday before cooler temperatures arrive on Tuesday. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Nick Lucchetti. Back to you, Dayspring.
Thanks, Nick. Right now, it's cloudy in the New River Valley. It's 51 in Roanoke, 37 near Dublin and Pulaski, 44 in Marin, 41 degrees near Bluefield, and it's 46 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Dayspring Cabanis.
wizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dinky Doodle's mythical creature classification class?
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find which glasses he really needed.
You missed the lesson on telling dragons from dragonflies.
Right. I want to go to college, so I'm taking Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language.
Foreign language? You mean so you can talk to unicorns?
Well, not exactly. Unless they're French.
But Larry had no time for unicorns, or even for Miss Petunia Tutti's time-traveling tutorial, which met every other yesterday at 25 o'clock.
Sorry I'm late. My snarkball game went into overtime.
And he knew knowhowtogo.org was way better than hoping for a snarkball scholarship. So, while his friends all aced invisibility, when Larry finally got to college, they were nowhere to be seen.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thoughts from John Cleese.
Ah, yes, the meaning of life. Well, as one who has often pondered this question, let me help. The answer is twofold. Yes, there is life, and yes, it does have a meaning. Okay? Oh, too general? You want more specifics? Well, I know just who can help. There is a philosopher near you. Talk to her, or him, at your local college or university.
A message from the Philosophers of America, celebrating 100 years of thought.
Do your ears get tired after prolonged exposure to the same old pop hits? Does your relationship suffer from a lack of quality listening time? Do commercials keep interrupting those special moments at the most inopportune times? Avoid ear fatigue and find more time to really listen with WUVT-FM. WUVT-FM offers a wide variety of the best music in the New River Valley without those pesky commercial interruptions. Ask your doctor about WUVT-FM.
This world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool. Give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my.
We'll be right back.